Well, actually, it's by Marshall and Walpole, but they'll mention that I worked on it. After all, without my research, there'd be no article.
Well, here it is. Money laundering in Chicago. A dirty business. Nifty title, Larry.
Well, actually, Marshall thought of the title, but I put in the punctuation.
Cousin, question. When they launder money, do they have to wash the 10s and the 20s separately?
No, Balky, money laundering is taking money that's been made illegally and funneling it through a legitimate business so that it's not traceable to the illegal source.
Oh, I get it. So is static cling a problem?
Not if they use a fabric softener.
Well, Larry, I don't see your name here.
Well, it wouldn't be on the front page. But at the end of the article, they always mention all the people who contributed to the story.
Oh, cousin, I see something. And it's even printed in those little slanty letters.
Italics.
No, it's English.
The Chronicle's investigative reporting team of Marshall and Walpole has won 2 Pulitzer Prizes. That's it? No research by Larry Appleton? No special thanks to Larry Appleton? No, we would have been lost without Larry Appleton?
Cousin, slow down. What was that last one?
Oh, forget it. They didn't mention me at all.
Oh, cousin. Don't be too bummed out. Your time will come. You just have to be patient.
Balky's right. Larry, I've been a flight attendant for the last 5 years, and I didn't think anyone even noticed me. Then yesterday, they made me head of my own flight crew.
Congratulations!
Well, that's wonderful.
You didn't tell me that.
Well, I was waiting for the right time.
But that's not fair. I work just as hard as you have, and I'm only head of beverage service. In smoking.
Maybe we better go. I'll talk to you tomorrow, Larry.
Bye.
Bye.
You weren't going to tell me, were you?
I was going to tell you.
When? At 30,000 feet when I'm choking on secondhand smoke?
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. That secondhand smoke can be pretty nauseating.
No, Belgi, I mean Marshall and Walpole do a 5-page story and they don't give me any credit.
Now listen, cousin. Listen, all your friends at the paper know how hard you worked on that article. And you can bet they're going to give you credit.
They will?
They're going to give you so much credit, you won't have to carry cash for a year.
Well, I'd be happy with a few pats on the back for a job well done.
Well, cousin, if that's all you need, here's your first.
Almost everyone's gone home, and I've heard a lot of compliments for Marshall and Walpole. But I'm still waiting for my first pat on the back.
Well, cousin, you know, remember...
My second pat on the back. Balky,
I'm going to take these books back to the archives, and then we can get out of here.
Excuse me.
I'm looking for Marshall and Walpole.
Oh, they're not here. They went to the TV station to be on Nightline with Ted Koppel, live from Chicago via cellulite.
But I have to talk to somebody. It's about that money laundering article?
Oh, well, well, you can talk to my cousin Larry. He's one of the Chronicle's top reporters, and not many people know this. In fact, nobody seems to know it, but... If it wasn't for cousin Larry, that article would never have been written.
Well, then he is the man that I want to talk to.
Come on, Balky, let's hit the road.
Cousin, this nice man wants to talk to you about the money in the washing machine article.
Yeah, I know. Great article, wonderfully written. Another Pulitzer Prize for Marshall and Walpole. Thanks for dropping by.
Cousin.
Well, you may think that it's wonderfully written, but I don't. I've never seen an article so riddled with inaccuracies in my whole life.
How about that, cousin? People are starting to notice.
Well, maybe you should get your eyes examined. Because I personally checked and double-checked every fact myself.
Is he good or what?
Well, then you should have triple-checked him, because that article was filled with half-truths, fabrications, and downright misrepresentations.
Wow, cousin. Sounds like you've got yourself a fan.
All right, now wait a minute. I broke my back on that article. I work nights, weekends. I haven't had lunch for a month. I don't believe this.
I don't either.
I spend all day waiting for any kind of acknowledgement, and my first pat on the back is a slap in the face.
Second pat on the back.
Sorry. Thank you so very, very much. Now, get out of here before I throw you out.
Well, I'm not leaving until I get satisfaction.
Oh, fine. You stay. We're leaving.
Well, actually, nobody is going anywhere.
Oh, really? And how are you going to stop us?
With this?
Much to do with the article. I mean, the real research was done by people much higher up than I am. I just handled the spelling.
Don't you listen to him. Cousin Larry's just being modest. The truth of the matter is, if it hadn't have been for Cousin Larry, that article would never have been printed.
Could you tape his mouth?
That's not too tight, is it?
No, it's quite comfortable, thank you. But you know, next time, you might want to think about using a sheep shank knot. It allows some freedom of movement with a minimum of chafing.
I could do a sheep shank. I used to sail.
Get out of the city! You know a sheep shank.
He's not going for a merit badge. He's threatening to blow us up.
Well, how would he do that?
He has 20 sticks of dynamite strapped...
24!
24 sticks of dynamite strapped to his chest!
They're not purely decorative?
No, they're not purely decorative.
Well, then... That would constitute a bomb.
Yes, it would.
This man could blow us up. We should never have let him tie us to this chair.
Who are you? Why are you doing this?
Who am I?
And why are you doing this?
And why am I doing this? Oh, some fine reporter you are. You don't even know who Marvin Berman is.
but then that's the story of my life. I do all the work and someone else takes all the credit. Well, I need to be given some credit too. I need to be recognized. I need to be acknowledged. I need my own place in the sun.
Sounds like you need a Club Med vacation.
You're foreign, aren't you?
Bartokomous, play Cowboys and Indians on your own time. And you don't even work here. Take a hike.
Corkley, don't antagonize him. He's got a bomb.
A bomb. Yeah, right. A bomb. A bomb. Oh, my God, he's got a bomb. Please, please, you have got to let me go. I have got 4 kids and a pregnant wife at home.
Mr. Gorbley, this must have been some whirlpool romance. Just this morning, you were single.
Shouldn't you tape his mouth? Okay, okay, how about this? Please, please, I'm begging you. I'm young. I've got my whole life ahead of me. It's okay, it's okay. Look, look, look. I've already got hostages.
Oh.
But you... you can tell the police and the news media.
Oh, I can do that.
Tell them that I'm holding your 2 friends prisoner, and if I don't get what I want, I'm blowing this building to kingdom come. All right, listen, Lieutenant. The next time this phone rings, it better be the publisher. Now, you've got exactly 10 minutes or I am blowing this building up, and I am setting the timer now.
Oh, hey, Marvin, a question here.
What is it?
What, just out of idle curiosity, what is it that you want?
What is it I want? Well, all right, I will tell you exactly what it is that I want.
Excuse me, Marvin. Before you get bogged down in the details, aren't we forgetting something?
No, I don't think so.
Yes, you were about to set your timer.
Thanks. Where is my head?
Why did you tell him to set the timer?
Because if he doesn't set the timer... bad move, Hall.
Marvin! Why are you doing this over a silly article?
Because it gave all the credit to that idiot boss of mine. When the real mastermind behind the money laundering scheme was me.
You?
Yes. I set up the dummy corporations. I set up the fake bank accounts. I picked out the office furniture.
Why haven't I ever heard of you?
I've been your roommate for 3 years.
Not you! Not you! Him! Why haven't I ever heard of him?
Well, how should I know? Marvin, could you enlighten us?
Because I am just the accountant, and no one pays any attention to the accountant. But they will now. When I talk to the publisher, I'm going to demand recognition. I'm going to make the Chronicle print a retraction.
A retraction? A retraction? Good idea. Now, that's constructive. But what kind of retraction? A complete retraction? A partial retraction? Marvin! You should know exactly what you want before the publisher calls, because we don't have a lot of time here.
You know, you're absolutely right. I didn't think this far ahead. Well, I've been kind of busy. I had to go all the way to Skokie to get the timer.
Well, Marvin, you should have gone to Sal's Hardware on Lincoln Avenue. They got everything. You know what they say, if Sal don't have it, you don't need it.
Marvin, listen, you should write down your demands. Why don't you just take a few moments, you know, private moments for yourself, away from all this hustle and this bustle? You know, there's a private office back there.
That's a good idea. All right, I'll be right back.
Come on, Belky, let's get out of here. Head for the loading dock.
Hey, guys. run this by you. What do you think I should call myself? Criminal mastermind or diabolical genius?
Diabolical genius. I don't know. It's a little too Batman.
Marvin, listen. You know, I think this whole bomb thing is the wrong way to go. I mean, even if they print a retraction, I don't see how you can avoid going to jail.
Well, he could turn state's evidence.
State's evidence?
Yes. That way, you could tell your side of the story, get the recognition you so richly deserve, participate in the federal witness protection program, and avoid a lengthy prison term.
Ducky, where did you learn about state's evidence?
On the all-new Colombo.
Martin, Balky's right. If you turn yourself in, testify against your boss, you'll not only get the credit, but you'll also be a hero.
Me?
Yes.
A hero?
Absolutely. And you know what happens to heroes?
People magazine?
And talk shows? Maybe even a book. I'd help you write it. The sooner you untie us, the sooner I can get the wheels in motion. I'll do it. And, Marvin, you also might want to turn off your bomb.
Oh, of course. You know, I never really meant it to go this far anyway. I hate these digital clocks.
Guys,
it won't turn off.
Oh. Well, you should have gone to Sal's. I'm not going to say anything.
Marvin, do something!
Don't rush me! I'm not good under pressure. Right, honestly, I just have to disconnect it, so I just have to pull the red wire. Or is it the white one?
I don't know. Oh, look, guys, I'm no good in the field. I'm just an idea man.
Whoa. Oh, I feel kind of sick. I think I better sit down. I feel like I'm going to faint.
No, Marvin, you can't faint now. Marvin, all right.
Okay. Okay. I'm okay.
Oh, my God. He's out cold. Balky, we've only got a minute. Let's get out of here.
Balky! Listen, I can't leave him like this. I'm going to try to turn off the bomb. Go ahead without me.
I hate when you do this. All right, let me try. Get out of the way.
I think...
Red wire. Red light at night. Sailor's delight. Who cares about sailors? A green wire. He didn't say anything about a green wire. Marvin! What about the green wire, Marvin?
Cousin! I'm going to try the red one.
No, Balky, don't! What if we make a mistake?
Well, Cousin, we've got 5 seconds left. What's the worst that could happen?
Do it! Balky, you did it! You did it!
Marvin Berman to Chicago General, where he is being held for psychiatric observation.
Oh, Larry, your first front page story. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, Balky. Your first bomb defusing. I'm so proud of you.
We'd better get going. I have to be in at work by 7.
I thought we didn't have to be at work until 10.
Well, the head of the flight crew has to get in early.
Oh, throw it in my face, why don't you?
What is your problem? You acted the same way when I was elected class treasurer.
You were elected class treasurer? Another thing you never told me.
Marianne, you were my campaign manager.
Oh, right.
Gosin, look at this. Here's another article about Marvin.
Really? Marvin Berman, self-confessed criminal mastermind.
Oh, I'm glad he went with criminal mastermind.
Has opted to do a book telling his side of the story with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists Marshall and Walpole.
Are those guys on a roll or what?
I don't believe it. That book was my idea. When am I going to get a break?
Cousin, wait a minute. Are you listening to yourself?
Well, Balky, all I want is the credit I deserve.
Well, so did Marvin Berman. And look what happened to him. Cousin, yesterday, all you wanted was your name in little tiny letters at the end of a very long article. And today you got your name in big black letters on the front page, and you're still not happy. If you ask me, you can't see DeForest Kelly for the trees.
I guess things are going pretty well, aren't they?
Well, isn't that the undergarment of the year?
Balky, don't you want to read my article?
Why, Cousin, you already read it to us, and very well, I might add.
Well, you might at least take a look at the very end.
Balky Bartakomos contributed to this article. My name in the paper. Wait until Mama sees this. Thank you, Gosin.
You're welcome.
Listen, Gosin, maybe someday the team of Bartakomos and Appleton will win a Pulitzer Prize.
Appleton and Bartakomos.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.